The text it is from 2 Thessalonians chapter 3. Those are the first words. But the Lord is faithful. That's our theme and our title today. The Lord is faithful. He's faithful all the time. Find 2 Timothy chapter 2. We're going to use this miracle book a lot today. Stay up with me. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 13. If we believe not, he abides what?
Faithful.
He cannot deny himself. Whether we are faithful or not, whether we believe or not, he's faithful. He is our faithful God. Now, don't go to sleep on me today. Now, take out a pen and a piece of paper. I'm going to give you 5 ways God is faithful to us. This will be short. I can do 5 points in 13 minutes. Not like the 11, 10 points this morning. No. I can do that. I'm in trouble now. Now, for the first one, find 1 Peter chapter 4. This is easy to see, easy to write down. 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 19. Wherefore, let them that suffer according to the word of God, see the word commit, see that word commit, the keeping of your soul to him, in what we're doing unto a faithful what?
Creator.
That's our first point. He's faithful to his creation. Faithful to his creation. That's the first point. He's faithful to his creation. All this will be with the letter C. Faithful to his creation. The song says this. Sun, moon, and stars in the courses above, joined with all nature in the manifold witness to his faithfulness. The whole creation testifies to God's faithfulness. You realize today that the sun came up on time because God is faithful?
Amen.
Realize that if the earth got too close to the sun, we will have a real global warming, not the fake one. If the earth got too far away from the sun, we have a real global winter. But it stays, they stay in the courses because God is faithful to his creation. We read in Genesis 8:22 these words. Seed time and harvest, cold and heat, summer and winter shall not cease. That's true because God is faithful to his creation. Because he is faithful to his creation, we're told something to do in this verse. Look at it. Wherefore let them that suffer according to the word of God. Next word. You see where I'm at? 1 Peter 4:19. Wherefore let them that suffer according to the word of God do what?
Commit.
That's what we are to do because God is faithful to this creation. We are to commit our soul to him. Have you done that? 67 years ago as a small boy, I accepted Jesus as my Savior. I committed my soul to him. He's faithful to keep that. He can do that because Peter tells us, kept by the power of God because he's faithful all the time. He's faithful to his creation. Since he's faithful to his creation, we're to commit our soul to him. But for the next one, caught up now. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse number 9. Second way God is faithful. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 9. God is faithful. By whom you are, what? He's faithful to his calling. That's the second one. Faithful to his calling. He's faithful to his calling. First, don't turn here now. 1 Thessalonians 5:24 says, faithful is he that calls you who also will do it. Do what? He will keep you all the way through.
Amen.
Let's find out how faithful he is to his calling. Go to Romans chapter 8, verse 28, familiar verse. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the what?
Called.
There it is, right there. He's faithful to his calling. He does works all things together for good to those who are called according to his purpose. See the word purpose there? Now verses 29 and 30 give us the purpose of God. Follow this. There's some pointed words here. Verse 29, for whom he did foreknow. See the word foreknow? Mark that. He also did predestinate. Mark that. To be conformed to the image of his son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Verse 30, moreover, whom he did predestinate, then he also called. There's a word. He's faithful to his calling. In whom he called them, he also justified. See that we're justified? Now we've marked foreknown, predestinate, called, justified. In whom he justified them, he also glorified. Mark that. Now there's five links in this chain of God's purpose. There are foreknown, predestinate, called, justified, and glorified. Think about these here. Now, foreknown takes us way back to eternity, way back before the earth was created. Glorified takes us way over to eternity to come. We spend the whole thing, wow, we covered a lot of territory. The fact is God is working through all the time, working in you and I. Now, notice this word foreknown, predestinate. Watch this, don't misunderstand this. Does it say predestinate? All the troubles, the trials, exodus, illnesses, does it say that all? Predestinate to be conformed to the image of his son. See that? What he predestinate us to? See that? Yes? Shake your head. Now, to be like Jesus is what he predestinated us to. Honestly, you and I are not much like Jesus like we should be, right? Now, 1 John 3 tells us we should be like him, for we should see him when he appears. There's coming a day when we will be like him. That's God's goal for us, to be like him. That's the purpose of a predestination, to be like him. Now, after that, we read in verse 30, he called us through the preaching of the gospel, through the witness of someone, the giving of the gospel. God calls you to himself. Holy Spirit spoke to your heart, drew you to himself. He called you. After that, then we read the words justified. You were saved, made just as if you had never sinned. Then the last one is glorified. See, the word glorified is in the past tense. But you say, preacher, you said that's future. I know it's future because it's just as good as done.
Amen.
That's the goal, too. Glorify us. Those five links in the chain of God's purpose, foreknown, predestinate, called, justified, glorified, got that done. That's in the test tomorrow. Got it done. From eternity past to an eternity future. God is working because he's faithful to his calling. See, what God does, what God starts, he will finish. Whatever he starts, he will finish. Find Philippians 1, verse number 6. Philippians 1, verse number 6. My wife's favorite verse. This also proves a point that what God starts, he will finish. Philippians chapter 1, verse number 6. See the second word, being, what's the second word? Confident. Of this very thing that he which has begun a good work in you with perform it means finish it until the day of Jesus Christ. I'm confident that what God started to do in my life, he will finish it someday.
Amen.
He will finish it for you. When he started that good work, when he convicted you, drawing you to himself to save you, he started that good work then. He's going to keep working until it's finished because he's faithful to his calling. Got that down now? Verse 4, point number 3. How God is faithful. Let's find Old Testament, Deuteronomy. Fifth book of Old Testament, Deuteronomy 7, chapter 7, Deuteronomy chapter 7. Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse number 9. Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse number 9. Know therefore that the Lord thy God, he is God. Thee, what kind of God? Father God, which keeps what? He is faithful to his covenant. First, he is faithful to his creation, faithful to his calling. Now he's faithful to his covenant. God makes some covenants to people, Old Testament time. A covenant is a promise. All the promises God makes are true. They will be fulfilled. The Bible tells us all the promises of God are in Christ Jesus. Yea and amen. It means that they will be all fulfilled. Because God is faithful to his covenants, to his promises. Think of your favorite verse, this favorite promise. Think of your favorite promise this afternoon. It's afternoon, isn't it? Yeah, it is. Think of your favorite promise this afternoon. God will keep that because he's faithful to his covenants. I want you to, for example, illustration, go to Matthew chapter 1, verse number 1. This is an example of how God is faithful to his covenants. Matthew chapter 1, verse number 1. The book of the generations of Jesus Christ, the son of David, son of Abraham. See that? The son of David, son of Abraham. Why did God say that? Because God made a covenant with David, that one of David's descendants would be the Messiah. God made a covenant with Abraham, that one of his son's descendants would be the Messiah. So when the New Testament opens, chapter 1, verse 1 says, God has kept all his covenants. God has kept all his promises because he's faithful to keep his covenants. Listen, every promise that God's made, he will keep for you because he's faithful to his covenant. When Israel was settled in the promised land, Joshua said, there's not one promise that God did not keep. He kept them all because he's faithful to his covenants. Amen. You can claim the promises for yourself. They're all for you because God will be faithful to keep them all. Now there's one more. Let's go to 1 John. There's two more to go. 1 John chapter 1. This is number 4. There's 4 and 5 to go. Then we'll be done. Stay awake now. We're almost near the end. I was told Pastor Parker has to speak at 3 o'clock today in Nursing Home. You've got lots of time, friend. 1 John chapter 1, verse 9. If we confess our sins, he is faithful, see that, and just to forgive our sins and to do what? And to cleanse. He's faithful to cleanse. That's our fourth one. He's faithful not to our creation, faithful to our calling, faithful to his covenants, faithful to cleanse every time. Notice verse number 8. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves. We lie to ourselves. The truth is not in us. Look at verse 10. If we say we have not sinned, we make him a liar. His word is not in us. But verse 9 says, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us. If, stop excusing your sin. Stop covering your sin. Confess them. If you confess them, God will forgive them. He will cleanse them all the way because he's faithful to cleanse every time. Solomon wrote, he that covers his sin shall not prosper. Don't cover them. Don't excuse them. Confess them. When you confess your sin, God will forgive and cleanse. Look at verse number 7 and end of verse 7. The blood of Jesus Christ cleanses us from all sin. Chapter 2, verse number 12. Your sins are forgiven you for his name's sake. He forgives our sins, cleanses us from our sins because he is faithful to forgive our sins. We must deal with the sins in our lives. We must deal with the sin in our lives because he's faithful to forgive and cleanse. Now for the fifth one, 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse number 13. This is the last point except for the conclusion. Conclusion's long. So don't run out now. 1 Corinthians 10, verse 13. There hath no temptation taking you what such as is common to men, but God is faithful. There's a word. Who will not suffer you to be tempted above that you are able, but will with the temptation also make a way to escape, that you may be able to bear it. Here God is faithful to control. He's faithful to control. There are several facts we can learn about trials and temptations and troubles here. Fact number one, everyone has them. Everyone has trials and troubles and temptations. It says there's no temptation taking you, but says it's common to man. I have troubles and trials and temptations. Pastor does, you do also. Second fact, we can learn God is faithful. He will not abandon you. Fact number three, you won't be tested, tried above that you're able to withstand. Fact number four, God will make a way to escape. If his temptation, maybe it's like Joseph to run. Maybe it's like Abraham, God provided a way out. Because God is faithful to control, he controls the intensity of the trial, the temptation, or the trouble. He's faithful to those things. Now, one more passage of scripture. Can you find Lamentations? Right after Jeremiah, Lamentations, Ezekiel, right in the middle of those, right between those two books. Lamentations chapter 3. We'll come down to verses 22 and 23. Lamentations chapter 3. It's a hard one to find. Just look in the index in your Bible, find the Lamentations in the page, find it. Lamentations chapter 3. Lamentations is filled with sorrow and tears. The city had been destroyed. People had been taken away captive. Some had died. The streets were lined with corpses. Houses and buildings have been destroyed. Jeremiah is crying, tears and sorrow. But in the middle of those tears and sorrow, he gives a testimony and song to God. In Lamentations chapter 3, verse 22, is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed. Wow. Last week, when you messed up, it's good that God did not say, that's it, you're done. It says, of his mercies we are not consumed, because his compassions fail not. They are new every morning. You all woke up this morning, wow, new day. Now the chance to do right. Now the chance to serve God. Now the chance to be in God's house, to hear a pastor preach, to learn from God's word. New beginning, new page. Amen. Things are new every morning. Then Jeremiah says, great is thy faithfulness. Because God's mercy, his compassion, great is thy faithfulness. Now we learned today, let's review. So you got it for the test now. He's faithful to his creation. Because he's faithful to his creation. Commit your soul to him. Listen to me, if you have not trusted Jesus Christ as Savior, do that today. Because he's faithful to his calling. Be confident that he will finish what he started. He's faithful to his covenants. You can claim those promises given. He's faithful to cleanse. You can confess your sin to him. He's faithful to control. Depend upon him during those times of trouble and trial and temptation. Just trust him because he's the faithful God. Once you do one other thing, take your hymnal. I'm not going to sing now. Page 109 in the hymnal. After prayer, we're going to sing the song. Page 109, I want you to see two things here. Page 109, your hymnal. Now, when you find the page, look at stanza number 2. Sun, moon, and stars in the courses above. There it is, he's faithful to his creation. Stanza number 3. Pardon and peace, pardon for sin and peace in the doors. There's faithful to cleanse. You see that there? Now the stand together for prayer, please.